Track 8, Henry's Harumph. And now, dear listeners, as I mentioned at the beginning, this edition sees the last of Henry's Harumphs, although this might only be temporary. Last month, there was a hiccup rather than a harumph, as Henry accidentally got missed out of that edition. Needless to say, he was not best pleased, and he's done a lot of harumphing about his future, which at the moment hangs in the balance. So let's get the tissues out and listen to Tony with possibly Henry's last harumph, or perhaps we should say his last hurrah. And this is the one you should have heard last time.
A few days ago, I saw Henry sitting in his usual place in the cafe. He was waving his newspaper up and down and muttering noisily to himself. When I came closer, I heard him saying, "Back to back, back again, they're all back again." Of course, I had to ask him what had got his back up. This is what he said back to me. "Look at this. The same story, word for word, was in yesterday's paper. Back-to-back editions and no changes. And in today's paper, another story on page 12 comes back on page 24 with the same photograph. Do the editors think that we readers have such bad memories that we can't remember what we've just read? Or are they so short of material that they have to keep repeating the same stories? Or are they just plain careless? But also look at the stories that keep coming back. You may remember we met here a year ago. At that time, I complained that there were three stories that kept on coming back. I thought at the time that they would go away, but they never seemed to end. Anglia Square was the principal culprit. For more than 20 years, the area just north of the city centre has been blighted by an abandoned monstrosity. It's covered with graffiti, the windows are broken or boarded up, and rumour has it that the building is full of asbestos. Over and over again, plans are proposed and opposed, planning permission is granted and then withdrawn, and then last year it finally looked as if redevelopment was about to start. Were we about to escape from the story's perpetual presence? Not really, as there was opposition to the city's decision to reduce the tax the developers had to pay. But this seemed to have calmed down, until now. The developers have scrapped the plans, and believe it or not, we're back to square one. I fear that if you see me here in another 20 years' time, there will still have been no demolition or reconstruction, and Anglia Square will be back again in the paper, regular as clockwork. The other two stories that seem to keep returning are the Western extension to the NDR and the redoubtable Lady P. In theory, the NDR extension is going ahead, but bats are getting in the way. When I first heard about this, I thought the Western Green cricket pitch must be threatened by a four-lane highway, but it seems that flying bats rather than swinging bats are the problem. I suspect that the NDR extension will go the way of Anglia Square and remain an evening news regular for years and years. And I know what Keith Skipper would say to anyone who wants to know how to go from Tavram to Swaffham. "I wouldn't start there, boyo." And as for Lady P, surely I thought we must have heard the last of her, but in the last few months she's continued to pop up regularly. For example, it seems she owes her landlords £60,000 and has asked to pay £5 a month. As this will take 1,000 years without taking interest into account, it seems that Lady P might still be popping up in 3024. And it will not surprise me if in that year we learn that the latest proposals for the NDR extension and Anglia Square have been approved.
Thank you, Tony. Personally, I think Henry's harumphs were triumphs. But farewell, Henry, for now at least. And if you feel you do want to come back into the fold, Henry, please do get in touch.